Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight, and once again, we just come before you and we just thank God for everything that God has done. Tonight, that we just can we talk? I'm open up the lines and have somebody to say something that they want to say, but I want you to know, can we talk? We're going to talk everything about Christianity, how we're going to help somebody. We're not going to put anybody down. We're not going to talk about anybody. We're going to lift each other up. God bless you. The line is open. Are you there? Go ahead. Hello. I have a person on the line with me here. The last four of your numbers, 3960. Are you there? Are you there? Hello? Well, today I was reading, I was doing my research, and I got a little book called The Voice of God by K.I.R.I. Ridley. And she put some interesting words. And I want to read, she said, on page 10, she said, at my word. Let me find that for you. At my word. And she puts on here, at my word, she wrote, said, Elijah said to her, do not fear. And do not fear. Go and do as you have done, as you have said. But make me a small cake. For me first, and bring it to me, and afterward, make some kind for yourself and your son. See, when I look at what she said, at my word, she's talking about God, and saying she's talking to the prophet, and she's saying to him a say word. So, anyway, we want to get started, but I want to say this here. The God of Israel is here to bless us. The God of Israel is here to show us who he is. The God of Israel is here to say, he wants to know, can we talk? And I know tonight, there are many things that are going on. I know for one thing, with a ministry I'm involved in, it's called, we have six, seven times, and we just have prayer, and we do things together, and we watch God do some things, and God blesses us. Amen. Praise his holy name. So I want to have a prince. Are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just listening. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hello. Good evening. Good evening. May the Lord bless everyone that's on the line. So, what was the topic y'all are talking about? Going to talk about?
Well, I said the title was going to be, we're going to have the topic open, but I will take them to at my word. I just made a statement at my word. What God is saying to us, at my word. So we can placate from there, at my word. So it's up to us. Can we talk? Can we talk?
Amen.
Can we talk? Our topic is, well, let me give you a good topic. The God of Israel. Who is God of Israel? Who is God? Who is God? Started off, who is God? Anybody, who is God? The line is open. Who is God? Can we talk? Hello out there.
I'm trying to let. Hello? That's one of the rappers, I think. Hello?
Well, I got him on me. Go ahead on.
I think he wanted to say something. He was trying to speak.
Well, this person is.
I was wanting to listen.
Well, this person, he's in his vehicle and he's going to know it. What has God done for you today? Let's talk about that. What has God for you?
Well, God
what has God done for you?
God has told me to tell everybody to praise him seven times a day, a minimum of seven times a day. David said he would praise him seven times a day. And we need to really work very stressfully hard to praise God seven times a day, give him all his glory, give him all his due. The same, the God of Israel, I was just reading in Psalms 137, he is the same God that is here in the New Testament for us that are saints. We are the children of the Most High God. And this was a promise. Oh, grab my Bible. This was a promise to the saints. We are the living children of God. And we never should be depressed. I'm going to tell you the truth. I do have to say we shouldn't be discouraged. If you sit down and meditate and let the Lord Jesus Christ soak in your mind, then and you realize that the greater God of Israel, of everything, lives in you. All power in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus Christ. And so, and he lives in us. 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we. So we got to resist the devil when we get depressed. Resist the devil when them pains is cracking on my body. Resist the devil when our finances is looking funny. We got to resist and draw God nigh. We thought it was just for spiritual warfare. It's for every attack of Satan to talk to your mind. Resist him. Resist him. And remember, we are. We keep every day, the brother said on the radio, on the show the other night, how we ought to be doing all these great things because God said greater works than this shall they do. And truly, the greater works are being done. The first one was that it's in, that he's inside of us. The second one is that in the greater work, we receive victory, deliverance, healing, prosperity. All of these things were in the finished works of Christ. So, yes, and the seeing the dead raised. The dead have been being raised because we were dead in our sins and trespasses. And now we're alive forevermore. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Can we talk? Can we talk? Are you there? 1631, the last four numbers. Are you there? Can we talk? Can we talk? I know there's a lot of things happening in the world today that we see walking in the natural world. We saw the Supreme Court, a person retired. We saw the president still keeping those young people down out there. We still see people putting in prison. We still see people doing this. But what is God doing for us today to get them out of prison? I know a lot of us are doing what God has told us. But how do we reach the unreached and tell the untold? How do we reach the Lord, the less and less? Can we talk? Can we talk?
Amen.
Can we talk?
Anybody,
I can't hear you, but go ahead. Go ahead. I hear you. Go ahead. I can't hear you. Go ahead. Can we talk? This is an open line. You're talking to the world, not just to yourself. This is talking to United States, Africa, South America, Alaska. We are talking to the world. Can we talk? Can we talk? Well, someone out there read the book of, if you get an opportunity, go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. Please, go to Colossians.
Amen. Chapter 3. Amen. 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 Hold on, I sure will.
All right.
That's my favorite book. Hallelujah. Yes, Colossians and Galatians. All of the Bible is my favorite, but this is strong meat over in here. Colossians and Galatians, Colossians chapter 1, verse 3.
Yes.
Okay. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye have before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come upon you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. You want me to go ahead?
No, stop right there. But I think that's enough to dip your finger in right there and get a drink of that. Because when you
Amen.
See what Paul was saying, since I've heard, I thank my God in Jesus Christ. Can we talk? Can we hold the enemy? Can we talk?
Amen.
Somebody out there knows you got a member in your family that needs to hear what you're saying. Somebody walking around the streets right there. Somebody the healing. Somebody deliverance from the penitentiary, from the jailhouse. Somebody the hand of encouragement. Can we encourage each other on a daily basis? Can we now? I like what the sister says. She says seven times. I try to pray all day long and praise God to the best of my ability. Sometimes I don't get where I want to go, but I keep pressing in. It's like playing football, like playing basketball, like playing whatever sport you like. You got to press your way in. Jesus has declared, he said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That abundant life means it's not a physical life, it's a spiritual life as well on this earth. While we're in this body, he's saying to us, are you telling someone? When I put it on Facebook, it said, I want to tell you what I put on Facebook. It said, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God, my God Almighty. And the prisoners heard them. See, some prisoners out there are hearing us. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately the door opened, and one band was loose. Everyone's band was loose, and the keeper on the prison awakened out of sleep and seeing the prison door open, he drew his sword, but he would kill himself because he paused. He knew the penalty, supposing that the prisoner had fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, do yourself no harm. We are all here. My God Almighty. What a powerful statement. What a powerful statement. The line is open. Can we talk? Can we talk? I'm not trying to be up to talking. I know a lot of folks are still out there listening, but this radio station that God has given us to reach out and touch the untouched and tell the untold. Somebody out there right now needs a healing in their body. Somebody needs a healing, but they refuse to pray for themselves. They want everybody else to pray for. I'm going to tell you what I learned. The more you start praying for yourself, God will start hearing you, because God wants to hear you. You and you and you and me. That's who God wants to hear. Can we talk? Can we talk? The line's open. Can we talk, anybody?
This prodigal son, Dr. Hunter.
All right. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead, prodigal son.
The other day, I went to a training so I could start talking inside the prison. And the verse that you just said, by the gates being open, it's what I'm trying to give them, what I'm trying to bring to the ones who are incarcerated knowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I talk, when I teach or whatever, I'm really resting in the spirit, and I'm letting them know with the spirit we can do all things. So with the spirit of the Lord. See, they got to understand what the spirit of the Lord brings. It brings a hunger. A sense of hunger that makes you drive more and want more of the spirit. It brings a hunger that make you won't be released. That gonna make you study law and study certain things So when you do get in front those, get in front the courts or whatever the case may be, the spirit then brought forth knowledge to you to tell your lawyer, to assist your lawyer and tell your lawyer certain things. And when those gates become open, you got to know that the spirit, that the same what happened with Jesus in the Bible, same what happened with Peter in the Bible, when those gates came open with them. They got, you have to know that the spirit done all things and get, still and always forever get God his glory. That's why it's so important, man. It's so important. I say this over and over and over and over and over. And I'm going to keep saying until I pride it, so I can't no more. So I can't even speak. It's so important that we connect with the Holy Spirit, because that's why he here. We have to utilize it more. We have to utilize it more. We have to pray for it more. We have to pray for it more. We have to praise more. We have to praise more. And praise is the highest form of prayer. The spirit tend to come up on us faster when we pray. I don't care if you're in the shower taking, I mean, if you're in your restroom taking a shower, and you singing to the Lord. The spirit tend to come up on you faster. So I just want to let everybody know out there, man. Even when we pray, even when we become disconnected from that spirit, just going to praise. Just going to praise.
Amen.
With the spirit, we could do all
Amen.
Things. We could do all things with the spirit.
Amen.
You know, and that's what
Amen.
I got to say, man. I feel like the movement that we putting together, man, we trying to drown the world with the spirit. The world needs to be spiritual drowned. It needs to
Amen.
Be spiritual drowned. Everything else that's outside the spirit we need to push that all the way off out the world. I'm not even concerned. I'm concerned of what's coming forward, the spirit coming forward. And as long as we holding hands like we holding hands and doing the things that we're doing, God going to reveal the wisdom and understanding. The spirit going to lead us, and we going to rectify everything. The Holy Spirit going to rectify everything through us. Just like the Bible said, man, we're going to make things right.
Amen. Well, let me ask this question to everybody. Now, you heard what he said, and I was reading that scripture, but what if you were in prison? How many of you have, I know some of us have been to prison. We know how it is in prison. We know how hard it is, how things look different. And some people say, well, I'm in prison of my body. You're not in prison of your body. You're held by the Spirit of God in your body. But at the same time, we need to get the word out there. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't know God. How do you know that, Hunter? Because Jesus said when he walked this earth realm, if you don't know me and my works,
Amen. Amen.
You don't know the Father. Because the Father sent me. The Father sent me. He sent me to do what I'm doing. So when people come up with that, I say, I love you much, brother. I keep moving on. The line is open. Anybody got a statement or question, got a prayer, they want a request for somebody? We even have prayer on the line. We open. Anybody need some prayer right now?
Oh, yes. This is Apostle S. I have a question. I don't know if anybody on the line has been incarcerated, or anybody on the line may be able to help me with something I'm facing. And mine is, if you're incarcerated, and, you know, a lot of times they want the people on the outside to let them parole to their house. And sometimes they put people in a bad position by letting them parole to their house. So I'm seeking the Lord about when to say no. Okay, now it's an old saying, say there's a thin line between love and hate. But I'm saying it's hard. It's hard. If you love people, it's hard sometimes to say no. Not everybody, but some people make up is that way. Their makeup is, they keep getting hurt over and over and over, but it's sometimes they can't say no. So anybody want talk about that? Well,
I got this.
Okay, good,
okay.
Good.
Yes, ma'am. I've been in prison, right?
Okay.
I saw over, and this true story, I saw over 50 brothers get life, over 50 get a life sentence. I got tired, and I'm going to answer your question. I just want to clarify this.
Okay.
I got tired of seeing my brothers get life. So what I did was I picked up the word and I ran an organization on my tail called KOG. We had like 15 brothers coming in. I'm talking about they could be on the phone with their wives. They'll hang up the phone to come hear me teach. We had like 15 brothers coming in to hear me teach. Every one of us went home. Now the answer to your question is this. The answer to your question is this. When you got an individual, someone you love, that needs to be paroled to your house, have you saw a transition in him? Have you saw a change, like from saying he was in one place at this time, but in these days and time, he is in this place. Have you saw a transition? First is what I want to ask.
No, I haven't seen a change in him. No.
It's hard for me to answer that question then. Because if you saw a transition in him, your door should be bust wide open for him. If he changed and he came from out that I'm not saying that he was bad, because I don't know the brother. But
right.
If he have a good heart and he have a wisdom and he have love for his family, the door should be but you should give him a second chance, because the Bible speak about forgiveness.
Oh, okay.
You know, and if he don't have nowhere to parole to, they gonna keep him in jail his whole term, because he gonna need somewhere to go. If he don't have nowhere to go, that means he gonna be in incarceration.
Okay.
But if he have somewhere to go, the parole board gonna release him to you, or whoever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
You know, it's a hard call. But at the same time, we under the Spirit. The Spirit teaches us about forgiveness. Know what you could do if you do decide to let him in. If you live in Houston, if you do decide to let him parole to you, you get your call, Pastor Hunter. You call Pastor Hunter, and Pastor Hunter could contact my spiritual father. Man, my spiritual father come over there, and we could talk to the brother.
Okay.
When I know this much, I know the person been released from the prison with the ankle on. They still go out there and get involved in them dirty drugs because their body.
Exactly.
Their
but
body's
you gotta look
right.
At some. Some of us grow up with no guidance. Some of us grow up ain't learning about the Lord. We chasing after things that we think and we can possess on our own. But see, once you give a young man understanding and you give a man young man knowledge, man, you can get this looking right in you free. And I ain't talking about free from prison. I'm talking about free within the word. You know what I'm saying? And you showing them this. Man, some of us with a mind, man, tend to follow. And we could start transitioning that day. So you can never count us out. Because I was one of the... And the reason why I'm saying us, because I am them. So you can never count us out, because I'm a prime example. You talking about somebody who was in the streets and who lived that street life. I am him. So you, but look at me now. Look at all what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do for our people. So you can never cone us out. Don't never do that. Just bring some brothers in that could give us an understanding the way that we understand. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we understand things different.
What I'm saying, I'm a mother. At Dr. Hunter's meeting, I addressed this part about the mother. See, everybody got to cry. A mother got to cry, and a wife got to cry, and everybody got to cry. But my cry is Jesus' cry. And the reason I'm saying this, I always put myself in a position like Jesus, okay? an example is, I see how many times and how much grace God has given my son. He has given him grace after grace after grace. And it's like, you know, he's come through two heart attacks by stents in his heart. And then even right now, I don't even see how to even considering sending him to my house. I mean, grace is doing this because in actuality, if you do the same thing over and over, look like you ought to go back to prison and do your time. Now, what I mean is this. This son I'm talking about, he has taken the monitor off of him two times. This is the second time he ended up in the courtroom, and they doing the same thing over and over what you did before. I don't understand it. I really don't. And so if I was on the parole board, I would send him to rehab or wherever they're going to send him for 3 to 90 days and let him stay out his time and quit sending him out here to us. Because he's going to do the same thing. But God gave him grace. That's all I'm trying to say. So I don't know. I'm giving it to God. I ask God to heal me and season my mind. When he call here tomorrow, let God speak through my mouth, and I can say yes or no, but I want God to help me with it.
Anybody else want to talk on that? Anybody else out there? That's just sucks.
So, with that being said, that's your son.
See it, brother.
And I'm not even speaking to this from the spirit. I'm speaking from my heart. Don't turn your back on yourself.
Okay.
We all deserve. We all need somebody.
Okay.
We need somebody. Everybody, we need somebody. And if you watch the movie Color Purple, I know you up in age. And when the lady walked in, when the lady came to the church singing. And I almost cried when she said that. She said, "Daddy, even sinners have a soul too."
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And that was real powerful. That was real powerful to me because I understand that.
Okay.
You know, and that's why. That's why my whole ministry, that's why my whole walk is to help the lost.
Okay.
Because I understand that. That's my whole walk. That's all God called me to do. That's all I won't do. I'm not worried about nothing else. If I could just save one and one just to save another and another just to save the other, God's work being done. You know, and that's your son. We all need somebody. Just always know that.
Right.
Sometimes y'all can just pray for him.
She's been there for him all these 25 years. That's what I had a son that went to prison twice too. But you know, you got to know when to hold him and when to fold him. I mean, that's the catch.
I went to prison twice. My uncle went to prison probably 50 times. One thing I had to say about my grandmother, and he gave her two strokes. She never
You heard that part.
He gave it to her. Yeah,
okay.
But she never. She might say everything she says, but when it's time for him to parole, them doors was open. She ain't never turned her back on him. When he needed toothpaste in jail, she sent him the $20, which she could do.
Of course.
Well, basically what I'm saying is, at some time, it gets to some point, we all we got. He gonna follow. You do your part. Just keep praying and keep praying and keep the spirit in the atmosphere and keep crying out to the Lord that you just do your part and God gonna change him.
All right.
It's gonna happen.
And when
it's gonna happen.
This,
trust me.
Y'all can pray with me in this area. I have great compassion for ex-offenders, and I have great compassion for the ones that's been addicted to drugs. I don't look at ex-offenders like everybody else. I look at them like it's an illness. So them continue to go back and do drugs. I look at them like they are sick and addicted, and most people out here in society don't look at them like that. Now, they'll look at you like if you have a stroke or in a wheelchair or whatever, but they don't look at the addict as being a real sick person. Now, I know they have different opinions about that because I've heard many people say, they choose to do what they want to do. Da, 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 da. But I just believe that some of them is addicted and it's a sickness, it's an illness. That's my belief. Now, they do harm other people. And that's the part I ask God about. I'll say,
now let me ask them.
Keep them from. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, the question I have. Now, all the believers have the power to cast that demon out. So why is that demon allowed to hang around? Why is he allowed to hang around? It's a demon. Why is he allowed to hang around? Can we talk?
That's a question to ask. Because we all been through it. Why? I don't know. And we talking about even the Christian that's got the demon have confessed, Lord. I've seen my son saved. I've seen him saved in the spirit. So I don't have the answers.
Well, see, what I'm saying is that we're going to lift up the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world and teach and preach and cast out demons. Heal the sick, lay hands on them. And so when we get to a point, do we leave that demon alone because the demon has put some influence on us? Do we just back off of him? What do we do?
No.
Do we kick him out?
You keep.
Well, Dr. Hunter, I'm thinking about Greg. I wish he was on the line, the one that was at your house the time we had that meeting. And
you know.
I heard his testimony. And I heard what he said about the regrets of how he hurt by, you know, going in his mother's purse and taking money out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at Greg now. I'm looking at him now. He's witnessing now because God healed and delivered him.
But Esther, he left the word. He said he was in search of somebody that he never knew. That's why he kept doing what he's doing. Could it be the same? He was looking for a father figure. When he found the father figure in Pastor Emel Jones, his life began to turn around because the father figure showed him love. The father figure was, I've been there. I may not have done what you've done. I try to be a father figure to everybody because I ain't done what you've done, but I've done some things if I start telling about it. And yes, when Greg gave his testimony, and I checked, I said, my God Almighty, then cut his hand 3-5 times, then try to kill himself because he was in search of something. Maybe your son's in the same category. He's searching for his father to understand. I know that because that's what I was doing. What I was doing wrong. I was searching for somebody to love me, to accept my shortcomings. And when And I love what Pastor A. Jones said. He said, when you love somebody, you don't cast them down. You pick them up and you bring them under your arm and say, I'm here for you. I am here for you. I tell everybody, I'm here for you. Well, you're here for me, but I'm here for you. And so, Esther, maybe we crack that thing open. Your son needs to meet someone. Is his father alive? We don't know that. He needs to know that he's loved in spite of.
He needs to know he's loved, but also this is what he needs, Dr. Hunter. Dr. Hunter, this is what he needs. My son, being around him, knowing him, he does not think drugs is harmful. He thinks he can function doing drugs and still be who he is. He's a good person in heart and all of that. He's very intelligent. But he thinks the drugs helps him out to, I don't know how to say, be intelligent, I guess.
Let's put a pin there. Anybody else? Can we talk? Anybody else?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Can we talk? Are you out there? 3860, are you there? Your last four numbers, are you there? Can we talk? Can we talk? 34119, can we talk? Can we talk? Your last four, number, can we talk? 1631, can we talk? Are you there? Can we talk? 4299, can we talk? I will say this much. Not so much experience, but knowing what is happening. See, every man needs to know there's a man. It's a seed to a seed. I've heard many brothers say it. I've been taught that. And I've been trying to teach it. No woman can take the place of a man. And no man can take the place of a woman. But when it comes down to the seed comes from the man. God used a man to put the seed in the earth realm. As we said many times, double X, X, Y. The woman carries the double X and the man carries the X, Y. So when the seed is planted off the chromosome, 23, whatever comes out, XX, XY. When God puts a seed into the earth realm, he's putting it there for a reason because he's going to raise up that seed as a man, going to raise up the seed as a woman to participate in what God has designed us all for. Sometimes we come to a point, why did God do this to me? God didn't do that to you. You had a choice to make. When I made my choice 50-some-odd years ago, I made my choice. Am I still living to the best of my ability? Every day I find myself giving God praise and glory. And I want to ask this question to somebody else. What do you do? What do you do when you know you've done all you can do? What do you do? What do you do? Can we talk? When you've done all you can do, anybody, what do you do? Are you there? Prodigal son, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Even when you've done all you could do, you can always do more.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
On my first prison term, they had a guy named Terry. He'd been down 15 years. I was down 4. He used to always talk biblical and Bible terms to me. This on my first go around when I was in prison. He used to always talk positive, and I used to let him know. I used to say, man, I'm going out there and do what I was doing. He used to shut down, but I always had an open mind. I told him, I said, don't stop talking to me, because one day I'm gonna use that. I said, it just ain't my time. So, basically, God knew that, I knew that, everybody knew that, because I still had those demons in me, those demons on me. So even when you're doing something one way, and this say if that way come to a stop, it come to an end. That's why we stay in the spirit, because the spirit can always bring forth wisdom. You could do it a whole another way. See how you get to people like us? This is how you get to people like us. If you don't have nothing to give them, for is to make them put it down. You put them in the surroundings of people that will have him striving to do better, because he know these people coming back tomorrow. And at the same time, you got him in a whole different family. You got him around people that's doing good with the Lord. You got people, you know, they happy with meaning what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. What I mean by doing good, you know, they free. They have some of the fruits on them that they're delivering. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, they authentic. They ain't portraying no image. They're authentic, and they're going to keep it real every time, because that's who they are. So when you
right.
that's what he understands, for if what you telling me where he at in life or where he came from, that's what he understands. So when you got him around, when he around the dark side, it's something he used to. So it's gonna be easy for him to intact with their habitat. But now, when you bring forward and you bring him around people of his age, right? That's rocking for the Lord, Like I'm talking about rocking for the Lord, front center. And at the same time, they're doing swell and they're happy with their life. They're happy
right.
with their freedom. They, you know, they wake up every morning and they in prayer and they dress nice. And everything's just nice, because this is the things that Christ provides. We have to
right.
do the work for it, but we nice. We free those people, and it makes them think. It makes them want to strive more. It makes them want to get himself together. Those things like that. It makes them won't stop being broke. Them won't stop doing drugs. It makes him won't stop stealing. See, you got to bring something positive in the atmosphere of him. And when you do that, you're gonna slowly see, because addiction is hard to break. I'm gonna tell you that now.
Mm-hmm.
But you're gonna slowly be seeing the transformation in him.
Okay.
You know, you're gonna slowly, but you're gonna have to bring like Pastor Greg, real authentic. I'm gonna forever call him my pop, for he is my pop. Forever call him my spiritual father. He is my spiritual father. He is my inspiration. He is, man, he got me striving harder. See, God put me in the presence of Pastor Greg, Dr. Hunter, and they got me striving harder.
Right.
They got me doing extra. Just put it like that.
Right.
They got me doing extra. They got me reading the word at night. So when I wake up, now I got the word on my mind. I'm texting everybody now. Something that I didn't came up with that's spiritual. Everybody
right.
gets a text from me every morning now. They got me striving harder. They got me want to eat more. So I'm eating more because I'm in the surroundings. And it's beautiful that's what they're doing. They uplifted me to a new height. And that's what
right.
God did, though. You know, that's what God did. God laid
right.
the spirit laying us together. And that's what got to happen.
Right. But let me ask you a question. This is from the other side. The other side is where you know you've been gifted yourself with love. Okay, now what happens you with other Christians and believers, and they'll come and say, you have to show tough love. And I tell them in a minute, show me in the Bible where Jesus said anything about tough love. He was all about love. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about, I'm not making excuses for being used over and over. I'm just trying to distinguish what is love. People who keep extending themselves, I don't think to just do it, to be doing it, it's what's in them. I know I have a gift of love, and I know I'm a mother, and I know I'm not making excuses for what I do. It's just part of me.
Imagine this. You want
okay.
You want your son to change?
Huh?
You want your son to change?
Do I want him what?
Do you want your son to
change?
Do I want him saved?
Do you want him to change? Do you want him to change?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Now, you know you can't change him, right?
Right.
Right.
You know, if you try to change him, it'll push him. It could push him farther in the streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So this is what you do. I want you to do this before you pray. Before you pray.
Okay.
I'm going to let you pray like me. I want you to pray like me. Before I pray, I praise. I praise for the Holy Spirit to come up on me. And when the Holy Spirit come up on me to the degree that I feel comfortable, because I'm feeling lifted, I go into prayer. And I believe 100% that the Spirit is carrying out my prayer. That the Spirit is carrying my prayer to the throne. I believe that. And I'm praying and asking the Spirit to show me the wisdom. And I want to share some of this with my people. So, intellect, body, Lord, please. But show me the wisdom. Give me the wisdom. Because, Lord, I'm dying in the inside. Give me the wisdom to straighten what's crooked.
Right.
He going to prevent it. So I ask you today, when you pray, praise first. Get the Spirit in your body and then go into prayer. While the Spirit is still in you, while you just lift it, I'm talking about at another degree, at a different degree that he be within you when you do pray today. I'm talking about at a higher degree.
Okay.
And ask God to give you the wisdom, the things you need to do to help your son, and as well into his body, Lord. And he's going to give you the wisdom. If the wisdom is whatever the wisdom may be, he's going to give it to you. And you do just that.
All right.
And it's going to happen. We got to believe and we got to trust in the Lord.
Yes.
He's going to do all things for us.
Yes.
Can we talk? Anybody else out there? Can we talk? Perhaps you got a brother-in-law, a sister-in-law that needs some help. Can we talk? Can we talk? The line's open. The line's open. 5330, are you there? 5310, are you there? Can we talk? Can we talk? Well, you know, one thing I will say, many times there are people that come on the line, they won't say nothing. I can understand. I love you for that. But I know this much. Somebody's on this line that needs a healing in their bodies. Somebody right now, by the revelation, what God is showing me, somebody needs a healing in that body right now. I can't give it to you, but I can show you how to get it. Because what I have, all I have is silver and gold. But such as I have, I give it to you. It's called the Holy Spirit. And God wants to touch you right now. It's a man. God wants to touch you right now. He wants to heal your body and the lower part of your body. God wants to make you walk right. God wants to help you. You're on the line with us. And God is moving up on your body right now. But the enemy is saying to your mind, Man, this is not your time. Yes, it is. Think about what the woman did after 18 years. Walking with blood, a body full of blood. Spent all her money. She said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. Brother, the man, Jesus said, go wash the dirt out of your eyes so you can see. Question the man. How you know? He said, the man touched me. I don't know what he did, but he touched me, and now I can see. I once was blind, but now I can see. To that man, right now, God is calling you. It's not an embarrassment. It's a God is doing something for your body. You've been praying for it. You've been leaving for it. Father, I stand in this state right now. I declare and I decree the word that we know to live. He shall live and not die. And we believe what Jeremiah 11 says, for it is you, God. You know the thoughts. You know our actions. We have declared and decreed, Father, this man, he's healed in the name of Jesus. May not look like it, may not act like it, may not talk like it, but I know he's healed. He's healed tonight.
Hallelujah.
He's healed tonight. We speak it upon his physical body, upon his spirit body, and according to him. Go ahead, talk. Go ahead. Are you there? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Can we talk? Hello?
Oh, with Dr. Hunter, I would like to say, when you were speaking a moment ago, the Holy Spirit quickened me to everybody on the line tonight. We all are struggling with some issues. And in those issues, he brings up different people to show us what to pray for. And as I spoke to the body tonight about the ones in prison, that's who he wants us to pray for tonight. He wants healings. And when you say healings, I spoke earlier, he don't want us to just look at healings in the physical body, but those that are afflicted with drugs need healings in the mind, healings. They need deliverance from witchcraft, from generation curses, from what was sold against them. They are in prison. And think about somebody being in prison with things they don't know how to get out of, like break every yoke. We sang the song, I Can Hear the Chains Falling. That's what he wants us to pray tonight, that the chains would fall off of their minds, and that those that need healings in their body, they would get up and be able to walk and believe that they heard from heaven tonight. Amen?
All right. Lead us in prayer.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I come as humble if I know how to say I praise you, I honor you, and we believe in you. And Father, the issues that we have talked about tonight, as my sister has spoken earlier about how long, you know, Father, this issue with drugs, it had started yesterday. Everybody probably on the line has somebody that is afflicted with drugs or in prison. We won't deliverance, Lord. We want a manifestation of the chains breaking off of them right now, tonight, God. And those that are suffering in their bodies, Lord, as was spoken by Dr. Hunter about the man, Lord, we want a testimony from him that he was made whole tonight because he believed that God has healed him. I believe that I'm hearing from God. I believe that I will speak the words of God whenever the telephone calls. Lord, help me with any unbelief that's in me tonight. And Lord, I speak to everybody on this line that not tonight their bodies will be made whole. Even starting with me, Lord, the pain that I may have in my feet or the pain I may have in my bladder, I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at what your word says in Psalms 41:3. He say, I will sustain thee upon thy bed, and I will bring you back to full health. I may not be quoting just like you say, I'm not looking in my Bible, but I know he's talking about healings and sustaining us with the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary for all our sins. And now, I give this prayer to you, and I know you knew it came from my heart, and I give to my son, Alfred Henderson Jr. He is not a young boy. He's 60 years old. And Lord, if you want to raise him up at 60, he's your son. I gave him back to you. And we declare war against every witchcraft, drug spirit, water spirit that would try to blind his mind from receiving the truth. And that's my prayer for all on the line. If you have any loved ones that's incarcerated, we pray for them as if we were incarcerated with them. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Can we talk? Anybody else? Can we talk? Can we talk?
I want to say one more thing. I'm going to put my phone on mute. I want to say one more thing.
Go right ahead.
A lot of us, I'm going to say me. All right, I'm going to say me. All right. Sometimes even I underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus saw the crippled man, he cast that demon straight out of him. And they went to a herd of pigs, and the pigs the pigs drowned. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Christ tell us he's sending us a helper, and we will be able to do greater things than he.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, I'm going to say a lot of us again, I'm going to say me, we come into a time of doubt. And doubt going to cause us to question things of something that we didn't already brought to the altar. Once we brought it to the altar, the throne, in
mm-hmm.
front of the Most High, we leave it there. We shouldn't
Amen.
Even worry. Amen. We shouldn't even worry no more, because war, that's Satan.
Amen.
He's trying to creep in.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta rebuke him. Go back to where you came from. You ain't about to come into God's temple, because my body belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
You know? And I have trouble with that at times, sometimes. I have a sense of doubt. I be wanting things done. I be trying to do things on my own at times. You know,
mm-hmm.
and but that ain't how it's really supposed to be. That's something that I already bought before the Lord. I should just sit back and keep moving at God's pace. Keep moving in God's speed. And just let him work it. Don't worry. Don't grow extra gray hair. Don't doubt and believe that the Spirit in us, we're
going
to be able to do all things.
All things. Can we talk? Anybody else? Can we talk? Well, I know today we saw what these young people are on the southern border of Texas. The question that can be raised, why are those young, mostly young women are put in incarceration as they were in a war zone? Is this an act of the devil? or is this man neglect? Or is the president's want to show off? Can we talk? Can we talk? Are we dealing with demons? Are we dealing with demons? Are we afraid of them? Or do we cast them down? Or we, what do we do? Can we talk? Can we talk?
We definitely can.
Go ahead, speak to us. Go ahead. We listen to you. Go ahead. Are you there?
Who, me?
Who is this? Now, who am I speaking with? It's you, But one thing I know, we live in a real world that we can see, the physical world. We're going to see what's going on with our eyes. And somebody going to do like they're going to put their ears on, or their hands over their ears, put their eyes, hands over their eyes, and some over their mouth. God didn't call us to a place where we can do some things we want to do. God has called us to be his sons. And being as sons, put your mute on, please. And sons of God have a word to speak at the right time. Some people have come to a point, because I used to be like this. Let them say it. They can say better than I can. Now, I come to find out God said, I want to use your mouth. I want you to open wide your mouth so I can speak through it. I'm not a great speaker like Martin Luther King. I'm not a great speaker like Obama. I'm not a great speaker like Gary. I'm not a great speaker, but I'm a speaker that speaks the word of God. And you live the word of God as a prophet, the prophet's son said. Many times we try to do it on our own. Have you ever been that way? I have. I said, I need to go. When you find out your way, it's not the best way. God's way. God say, I am that I am, and beside me there are none other. And the more we look at the word of God, the more we take God at his word, the more we see what God is saying to us, it gives us to know what God is doing for us. God is going to love with us. I tell you, one day, don't come a day. That the whole thing going to step down. I will open my mouth and I will say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God said, speak to me, talk to me. The opportunity has come through. Are you there? Anybody, can we talk tonight? Can anybody talk? Can we talk? Can we talk? The opportunity has been given tonight, and anybody else, before we go to the line, anybody else? The lines are wide open.
I would like to just, this is Apostle Esther, I'd like to give a word of encouragement and wisdom that God gave me. And it was years ago, I had a show on Channel 22 called A Date with Destiny, and I remember ministering. Finding that place called There, T-H-E-R-E. And it was this year when I made 80 on May the 20th, 1938. I mean, I was born in 1938. I mean, the 8th year. And so the Lord gave me this word, and he said, the way we find that place called There is resting in his redemption. And if you learn how to rest in his redemption, you come to the place called There. The place called There is called contentment. Contentment. And you know, all of us on this line, we need to find a place of contentment. The word of God said, be ye content in whatever state you are found in. And all we said, it's not easy, but you can arrive there, and this is where I am in Desalvo. I'm content. You know, I've seen the time I have not always been content. I've seen the time I'm in my bed and worried about two sons in prison and this and that. There was nothing I could change. But God, He said, I can't give you contentment. So I just shared that for an ear to hear tonight. I hope it helped you. And I'm saying resting in His redemption takes you to the cross. It means resting in His blood that was shed on the cross. And that's how you rest in peace. We say that to the dead people. We always say, rest in peace. What I'm saying is to those that's alive tonight, learn how to rest in peace. God bless you.
Amen. Anybody else got something you want to say? Anybody else? Anybody else? Are you there? Particle Son, are you there? Particle Son, are you there?
Yeah, I was in the, I'm in the stove, Dr. Honey. I just made it to the stove. I was driving home.
Okay.
So I'm about to get back in the car. I'm about to get back in the car in 2 minutes. I'm at the cash register.
Okay. Well, I know this much. I know that tonight has been a night that God has blessed us with a great conversation, and I pray this night that God has blessed us and took us to a place called there. And tonight's a night that we can just say hallelujah. Many times in our lives, we see things from the other side. As the Bible said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who thought it not to be robbed, but to be crowned himself equal with God. So God has given us the same right, but it's up to us to do what God has called us to do. And because I love to love is good. But one thing I will say to all of us tonight, we got to love each other. We got to pray for each other. We got to dig more into the Word of God. Refresh yourself constantly with the Word of God. Look deep into the Word. Hide not your face from me, O Lord. Open up my ears. And the deeper you get into the Word, the more you're going to see God speaking to you. So I know God is capable of doing it. And one thing I will say tonight, but God has done what He's done in my life. I want to reach out and touch the untouched, and tell the untold. As Brother Gregory would say, we want to touch the lowest, the least, and the lowest, because God has a place. And I like what he said, if he cannot reveal, God cannot heal. We have to reveal it. We got to let the devil know, devil, you've lost your hand on me. If you reveal it, God can deal with it. I love it. Amen. Are you there? Prodigal Son, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, close it out then. Close your program out.
Go out in prayer?
Yeah. I mean, it's up to you. You got the last words. You got the last words. Whatever God has put on your heart to say it.
We close out in prayer. Oh, first I just want to tell my mother, my spiritual mother, who was on the phone, who was talking about her son.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't the only one on this phone that's going through family members with addiction. My mother have an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
She do crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle have an addiction. He about the same age as your son. He do crack cocaine. My brother have an addiction. He do heroin. My grandmother have an addiction. She loved to gamble. I have an addiction. Cigarettes that I'm praying daily to break. So basically, you is not going through it alone. You ain't going through it alone. We live in the flesh is strong too. You can never discount that. You know, we got men like Peter, and it, even though it was written, it was designed to do this, but we can look at it from another spiritual eye. We got men like Peter who walked with Jesus, and Jesus told him, you're going to deny me 3 times, and you actually walk with the Messiah, same as we're doing today with the Holy Spirit in our body. But Peter still denied him 3 times. You got men who saw God firsthand, Adam, and he still rebelled against God. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, so you got Jesus who fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and Satan still tried to tempt the Lord. He tried. So basically, what I'm trying to say is, we cover with a flesh of filthiness, of dirt. And I don't mean filthiness as far as no sexual content. I just mean dirt. Period with sin is dirty, and the only way that we could clean that up is being bounded and rooted in the Spirit. We struggle daily, all of us. A lot of us, I'm gonna just say that because I don't know everybody. Now, the reason why I'm saying a lot of us because I know a lot that struggle daily. And coming to the ring to the Most High, and that I'm working with one on one handed. I don't put no cameras up when I work with these brothers. We deal straight, hand to hand, man to man. It's authentic. Everything is authentic. We struggling daily for the things of the world that our flesh is desiring for. So we in a spiritual war dead, and you is not in that war, and your son is not in that war alone. Like Pastor Hunter said, we on a limb. We on a limb with you. Pastor Greg liked to see that. We on a limb. We on a limb. When we go, we just got to trust, believe, and just, man, do everything it is to do. I pray all at work. I praise at work. I ride around at work all day, just humming, you know, just humming spiritual songs, just humming my own music, just humming, you know. So I could just. It's a necessity that I try to stay rooted, because it's the only way that I could break my addiction. And it's working. It's working. Thank God. Thank God that He gave me that power of to believe. You know, because when we truly believe in something, whatever we believe in, we're gonna see it manifest. But we truly believe that God gonna prevail and gonna work through all matters, and especially the matters that I'm praising and praying for, it gonna manifest. You know, that's all I gotta say. I just wanted to tell you that you ain't in it alone. We in the world, and I'm right there with you, and I understand your pain, because I have a lot of it in my body that I'm still today asking God to strip it away. Still to this day, strip it away, Lord. And, you know, I'm here with you. And I understand. I understand. And anything that you need, I live in Houston. I'm here. But we're going to close it out with a prayer, though, because we always close out with a prayer. We're going to close out with a prayer right quick. I just parked so I could pray. And we're going to dedicate this prayer to the lost people of the world and the found. So that means that's all people. Father, Lord, we come here today, Father, Lord. We just want to thank you, Father, Lord, for your knowledge, wisdom, and understand that you restored in us, Father, Lord. We love you, Lord. Just keep working with us, Lord. Father, Lord, we want to do better, Father, Lord. And we pray in prayers to do better, Father, Lord. Help us, Father, Lord. Father, Lord, bless the youth, Father, Lord. Help them and strengthen them, Father, Lord. Use mentors, Father, Lord, to awaken their minds, Father, Lord. Father, Lord, bless the elders, Father, Lord. Give them the wisdom and understanding, Father, Lord, to encourage the ones that found, Father, Lord, so they can deliver to the ones that lost, Father, Lord. We got to work together, Father, Lord, in your body, Father, Lord, with your spirit, Father, Lord, and bring your spirit forward, Father, Lord. Deliver us, Father, Lord, from evil, Father, Lord. Because like your book says, the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking what made it vow. But you also say, Father, Lord, no weapon forms against us shall prosper. We got to stand rooted in the spirit, Father, Lord, and move forward with the spirit, Father, Lord, and do all things through the spirit, Father, Lord. I come to death, Father, Lord, and I want to pray, Father, Lord, for the sick, hungry, and needy, Father, Lord. I want to pray, Father, Lord, for the encouragement, Father, Lord, that you instill in their body, Father, Lord, that you enter their body, Father, Lord, that you do all things, Father, Lord, because we believe, Father, Lord, that you will do all things, Father, Lord. You will rectify the world, Father, Lord. Father, Lord, come into the world, Father, Lord, even stronger, Father, Lord. Come into the vessels, Father, Lord, of your children, even stronger, Father, Lord, so they could do your works, Father, Lord, and missions could get done and completed, Father, Lord. We love you, Father, Lord. Many say, Father, Lord, things can't get done. Wait till you come back, Father, Lord. But, Father, Lord, I know you live, Father, Lord, and I know you here today, Father, Lord, and things is working, Father, Lord. You never left us, Father, Lord, nor forsaken us, Father, Lord. You was here with us, Father, Lord, so help us, Father, Lord. Help us stand tall and strong, Father, Lord. Help us do your mission, Father, Lord. Help us, Father, Lord, identify the calling that you put up on our life, Father, Lord. Help us, Father, Lord. We need help, Father, Lord. Help us with our addictions, Father, Lord. Help us to love more, Father, Lord. Help us, Father, Lord. Help us to pray stronger, Father, Lord. Help us to praise louder, Father, Lord. Help us, Father, Lord, to touch your feet, Father, Lord. The spirit to come within us, Father, Lord, as the lady in the Bible that Pastor Hunter talked about, Father, Lord, will touch your garment, Father, Lord, and she stopped bleeding, Father, Lord. For 18 years, she had an eternal bleed, Father, Lord. Some of us have that same bleeding inside of us, Father, Lord. Heal us, Father, Lord. Heal us, Father, Lord. Heal us, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
We all got to go to the prayers. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Can we talk? Until next time, remember, God can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Until the next time, God bless you. Peace.